So the Rav spoke in the Yartzeit Shia about the mitzvos of kibud v'onik. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph. And Emirat Hashem will start this today, and we'll try to finish it next week. The Rambam writes, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. As if to say there are four major categories of mitzvos on Shabbos. Shnayim in HaTorah, two Adoraita, Ushnayim Midivrei Sofrim, two are not the Oraita, but not the Rabbanon, we'll call it Midivrei Sofrim. You know, that's a... That needs study, what exactly that means. V'hein mifurashim al yidei anavim. The Rambam goes out of his way to point out that the two that are Midivrei Sofrim are explicit in the Navi, in Yeshayahu Navi. So let's go back to the two which are Midoraita. He says, Shebatorah, Zohar v'shamar. Right, in the two sets of Aseres HaDibros that we have, one in Yisro and one in Voschanon, in Yisro it says Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and in Voschan it says Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So these are the two main sources that the Rambam has for the positive commands of Shabbos. We have many negative commands of Shabbos, but the positive fit under these two major categories, Zocher and Shomer. Then he has the two that are Nisparshu al Yidei Anavim. What are those two? That's Kibud V'Onek. And that's the subject of this Shia. And the Rambam, in order to demonstrate that these two are derived from Nevi'im, he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu Navi, "V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg u'l'kadosh Hashem mechubot." And the Navi mentions both Oneg and Kibud in this pasuk. Now, we have to pay attention to one strange phenomenon here in the Rambam that should bother our minds. If we read the Rambam meticulously and compare the Rambam here in Perek Lamed to the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchos Shabbos, which is way back in Perek Aleph, we'll notice that the Rambam quotes two different psukim, and we don't know why. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, literally the first Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos of this very long presentation of the Rambam that's 30 chapters long of Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Shvisa b'shvi mimalacha mitzvah saseh. There's a positive command to abstain from malacha on Shabbos. Shenemar. Now look what he quotes. Ubayom hashvi tishbos. And v'chala osa bo malacha bitel mitzvah saseh v'avra alo saseh. In addition to the essay of Bayom hashvi tishbos, there's also a lav of lo sasa kol malacha. Now compare that to this Rambam that we began with in Perek Lamed. There the Rambam quotes the pasuk Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. He doesn't quote the pasuk Ubayom Hashvi Tishbos. What's the difference then? Because nothing is coincidental in the Rambam. Everything is deliberate. Between Tishbos and Shomer. Tishbos, the Rambam has at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, and Shomer here in Perek Lamed.
What are you saying by the way you do Shomer is by not doing anything? The way you're doing Shomer Shabbos is not doing anything.
So the question here is, are we talking about an Iser Aseh or a Kiyum Aseh? Let's take a minute or two to give the introduction to this. Sometimes the Torah gives us a prohibition, but instead of formulating as a lotase in the Torah, it's formulated as an essay. But the essay and the goal of the essay is to generate an iser. That's called an iser assay. For example, the Torah says, V'nisa mesnafshol seichem b'yom ha-kipurim, that generates a losase, that you have to abstain from five different categories. With regard to Shabbos, the Rambam creates an Iser Aseh at the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, and he quotes as the source the verse of Biyom HaShvi Tishbos. And that Biyom HaShvi Tishbos generates an Iser Aseh. However, The question is, in addition to an Iser Aseh, which commands me, which enjoins me from doing actions, which if I involve myself in those actions, I violate the essay of Tishbos, there is a positive command, a kum vaseh of Shabbos, a kium essay, meaning to fulfill a positive command. That's the subject of the Rambam in Hilchos, in Perek Lamed Milchos Shabbos. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam wants to set up not just an Iser Aseh, but also a kiyum aseh. Now, to prove this, take a look at the Rambam again in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says, "Kol ha'oseh bo melacha," if he violates the Iser Aseh of Tishbos and he does melacha, "bitel mitzvah aseh." The Rambam never speaks in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in terms of a kiyum aseh, of a positive fulfillment of a mitzvah. That he leaves for a different pasuk and a different chapter in the Rambam, namely Perek Lamed. So in Perek Lamed, where the Rambam combines the mitzvahs of Zachar and Shomar to Kibud V'Oneg, by connecting those together, those which are Doraita and those which are Midirei Sofrim, he's indicating to us that the pasuk Shomar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is a positive command. There's a way in which I do an action and I am Mekadesh the Shabbos. Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That's a mitzvah of a kiyum, of a positive command. Now, what led the Rambam to this conclusion that Shomer, like Zachar, is a positive command? How did the Rambam know to reject another possibility that maybe Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho means observe the Shabbos by abstaining from Malacha, and that exhausts the mitzvah of Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? What forced the Rambam, what compelled the Rambam to maintain the position that Shomer is a positive command? And the answer to that question lies in the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Quoting a brisa on Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says, "Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru." It's not humanly possible for us to say two things in one dibur, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so. So the pasuk Zachar, which appears in the first set of Aseres Nedibros, and Shamar in the second set of Nedibros, were said b'dibur echad. What this is telling us is that they're one and the same in the sense that they both generate a kiyum essay. Not just a los aseh, a lav haba machal essay. That's already Tishbos, but a kiyum essay of shmirah. Just like you put on tefillin and you mekayim an essay, you take the lulav and you mekayim an essay. So too, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho generates an essay. But the question is, what's the essence of this essay? How do we fulfill it? Now, certainly, by abstaining from malacha. But abstaining from malacha doesn't give me a way of fulfilling this mitzvah in a positive sense. B'kum v'aseh. So, in the case of Zachar, which we said is a positive v'aseh, it's very clear. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? By reciting?
By Kiddush.
Kiddush. But in the case of Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, here we don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush. So how do we fulfill this mitzvah? So before we get to Perek Lamed, we have Perek Chav Tes, and the Rambam dedicates Perek Chav Tes to the mitzvah of Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. But now we're up to Perek Lamed, and the Rambam wants to pick up the other half of this equation, namely Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? So to answer this question, we're going to look at a different Rambam. This is the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalid Mehilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam is addressing the issue of the Iser Tiltul B'Shabbos, that we're not allowed to move things that we normally move on Chol. We shouldn't move them on Shabbos. And the Rambam expressed himself in a very unique way. He says, Amru Chachamim, I'm sorry. Asru chachamim l'taltel miktsas dvarim b'shabbos. Kiderech shu osa b'chol. And the Rambam asks the question, why did the Chachamim decide to institute the Iser Tiltel, things that we move during the week, we shouldn't be moving on Shabbos. And the Rambam adds to this discussion a tzivui, which the Nevi'im warn us about, and that is, Shelo yehi luchach b'Shabbos ki hi luchach b'chol. That we shouldn't even walk on Shabbos the way we walk on Chol. And v'lo sichas ha-Shabbos kazi, we shouldn't speak on Shabbos the way we speak on Chol. And this all derives from the pasuk, v'dabru davar. Okay, v'dabru davar is a pasuk in Yeshaya HaNavi, which you'll see right below, Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Yid Gimel. Yeshaya Novi says, "Im tashiv misheves raglecha, sos chafatzech biyom kodshi, v'karasol shavus oneg, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, v'kibadito, me'asos rachecha, m'imtzol chafatzecha v'dabru davar." So the Rambam sets up a kal v'chomer. He says, if the Nevi'im are warning us, if the Navi tells us, admonishes us to be very careful that our dibur on Shabbos should be different than our dibur on Chol, then how much more so our tiltal, which is even more physical, and it's more, in a sense, aggressive on Shabbos, should be different than our tiltal on Chol. And what does this all lead to? What's the ultimate goal? The Rambam says, Shelo yehei kiyom chol b'enof. Correct. That the day of Shabbos should be different, it should be unique. It should be unique in the way we walk. It should be unique in the way we speak. It should be unique in the way we move things around. We shouldn't, says the Rambam, be carrying things and fixing things and moving them from one place to the other, one house to another. And we're putting away our stones for future use, piling them up, you know, bricks and everything else. No. Because at the end of the day, you'll be left with a weekday experience. Meaning, the Rambam says the following, you could abstain from 39 categories of malacha. You could tiptoe through the tulips, you could avoid the raindrops, and not violate any of the 39 malachas, and yet the day will be like a day chol. There's nothing unique about this day. Your behavior pattern is equivalent to what it would have been during the week, because you're running around moving things, and you're talking the same way, you're involved in business deals, and you're running around through the streets. There's no unique observance of the Shabbos. And the Rambam goes on, in Halacha Yud Gimel, in the same perek, and he says that there's certain people who are batel the whole week long. They don't have a job. Maybe they're retired. So what happens on Shabbos? Nothing. Nothing changes. Because they don't do malacha during the week. They don't do malacha on Shabbos. So what's going to make their observance of Shabbos unique and set it aside from the rest of the week? Says the Rambam, Inye mutal halech uledaber uletaltel kishar yomim. Nimtza shalosh shavas shvisa hanikeres. And here the Rambam coins a brand new phrase, a beautiful phrase. Shvisa hanikeres. What we need on Shabbos is somehow to experience a heker, something that sets aside and makes this day obviously different than the rest of the week. And therefore, lefichach shvisa means midvarim elu hi shvisa shakol. That even if you're not working during the week, there is a certain abstinence of certain actions that you abstain from, which would be shavah l'chol adam. By changing the pattern of your walking and your talking and your moving objects, you will, like anyone else, create a shvisa hanikeres. The Rav Zichrono Livracha, I want you to know, in other areas, and other discussions in other contexts, uses this concept of hekera. You know, that you have to change something. In Ner Chanukah, for example, he says that you add the shamash, as we call it, so that the Ner Chanukah is nikar, it has hekera, that it's being lit as a ner mitzvah, not for your own personal purposes. Or, for example, the Rav says the whole concept of tosefes yontif. For example, on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah Tosefes to add Menachol HaKodesh, is so that you will able to do a cessation. You'll terminate what you do during the week. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do work up until the last second, and when Shabbos comes, he can desist from creation. But we can't do it that way. We have to already start changing our pattern and create a Shvisa a little bit earlier. So we accept upon ourselves Shabbos a little bit earlier. And the Rav once explained, I remember, that the reason why there's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur is because if you would fast on Erev Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur itself would not be a shvisa nikeres. The Torah says you have to be, you know, you have to be shoves on Yom Kippur, not just from malacha, but also from achila and shasia. So to be shoves, you need a shvisa nikeres. It's got to be different. But getting back to Shabbos, how does one create a shvisa nikeres? Again, as we said before, in order to separate Shabbos from the rest of the week, first and foremost, we have to abstain from malacha. That's the basics. That's obvious. That's the fundamentals. But there has to be something that goes beyond malacha. There has to be something in which we change the whole ambiance of Shabbos, our whole behavior pattern. The whole aura of the weekday has to radically change in order to set up a Shvisa Nikeres. So our regular behavior pattern has to stop. And we have to create a new, unique behavior on Shabbos in order to create a Shvisa Nikeres. And when we recite in Havdalah, HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, we're not just referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sets up a difference and differentiates between Kodesh and Chol. We're also talking about our responsibility. We also have to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And that Havdalah forces us to change our, as we said, our behavior pattern, the derech, the way that we live during the week. The shigra, the chol, the normal regilus, the way we're customary to observe, to act out our actions, our daily mundane actions, and on Shabbos it has to be different. There's a shigra the Shabbos that changes the shigra the chol.
Shigra the Shabbos.
Correct.
Well, what's the shigra the Shabbos?
Oh, so what's going to be the shigra the Shabbos? How are we going to do so? Right. We still haven't answered this question because, again, if we're talking about an Easter assay,
why can't you just say not working?
Because that's not a key. We're looking for something that, like Zohar, the Rambam wants to derive from Shamar, a creation of a new behavior pattern on Shabbos in a positive way to create a key of Shabbos. We're looking for a way in which we actively set up Shabbos as something unique. Not just by abstention. Abstention would be fine, it would be definitely appropriate for the mitzvah of Tishbos that the Rambam records at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, because Tishbos, the Rambam says, is an Iser Asay, and if you do Malacha, then you Mavatel that essay. But we want to create a Kiyum Asay. How does that come to fruition? How does the Kiyum Asay of changing the whole nature of Shabbos, of impressing Shabbos with a new seal, so to speak, a new miyuchad, it's a new special nature and a change. How do we do that in a positive way?
You could say maybe Shal Shedis or something.
Oh, so it's going to have to be something that has to do with eating and drinking. It's going to have to be a kiyum asay through kibud v'onik. When we are mechabed the Shabbos, when we fulfill the mitzvah of onik Shabbos, what we're doing is we're stamping the Shabbos, we're changing its whole nature with a new essence. It becomes a sanctified day, radically different from the secular mundane days of the week. Who and what is going to tell us how to fulfill that mitzvah of a kum vaseh of shomeres yom haShabbos l'kadsho? That's going to be the two mitzvos midivrei sofrim of kibud v'onik. Remember the Rambam's language. Let's just review it quickly because it's so beautiful. The Rambam, which is the third source on page 1, he says that arba dvarim nemru b'shabbos shnayim in haTorah. Ushnayim midivrei sofrim ve'mispar mefurashim al yedei hanaviim shebaTorah zachar v'shamar. Good. So you've told me I fulfill zachar. That was the Rambam perek chavtes. You'll see in the previous source, mitzvah seven haTorah lekadesh es yom haShabbos b'dvarim shenemar zochas yom haShabbos lekadshah. But now you're introducing shomar, and you're introducing it as a positive kiyum. How? How do I fulfill it? Says the Rambam, kibud v'onik. What the Nevi'im are teaching us, what the Navi Yeshayahu is teaching us, And this is what the Rabbanan established, midivrei sofrim, is that kibud vioneg are the positive kumva asei kium of shomer siyom shabbos lekadsho. This is the method, or these two are the methods by which we create a new day that's radically different from all the other days. If you're mechabe the Shabbos, if you're ma'anig the Shabbos, then you're basically being mekayim, not a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but a mitzvah d'oraisa of shomer siyom shabbos lekadsho. We have a very unique structure, very complex, very sensitive. On the one hand, the mitzvah shomer siyom shabbos lekadsho is d'oraisa, and the mitzvah of kibud v'oneg is only midivrei sofrim. But on the other hand, don't mistakenly think, don't conclude, because this would be an incorrect conclusion, that through kibud v'oneg, you are fulfilling a mitzvah of midivrei sofrim and only a mitzvah of midivrei sofrim. That's not true. Through kibud v'oneg, you are fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraita. It's like the Torah says, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. How do we fulfill v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? So the Rabbanan established the mitzvah bikur cholim with all its specific dinim, and nicham avelim, and achnosas kala, and otzas hameis, and levayas hameis. All these are mitzvahs d'rabbanan, but the kiyum mitzvah, the essence and the goal of the mitzvah, is a d'oraisa, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'haftal recha kamocha. The same thing applies here. The Torah commanded us to fulfill shomer siyom shabbos l'kadsho, meaning to make this day into a special day. And that's a kiyum asei. How do we do it? The Rabbanan established the mitzvahs of kibud v'oneg, but as vehicles through which we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of shomer siyom shabbos l'kadsho. So b'toras maisa mitzvah with all the details, b'toras chiyuvim, kibud v'oneg are divrei sofrim, but b'toras kiyum mitzvah, they are d'oraisa. And the fascinating thing is that if you reread the pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, now you'll see something beautiful. If you read it meticulously, Yeshayahu HaNavi begins by telling you to abstain from various things. He says, "Im toshiv misheves raglecha asos chavatzecha." You have to abstain from your normal chafotzim. You shouldn't get involved in moving them around and thinking about them and so forth. That's a negative. That's what we call an iser aseh. But then he tells us that there's a flip side to it. It's not just to abstain. But if you look in the very next pasuk, he says, "Oz tis'anagal Hashem." Here, he shifts his focal point. He makes a transition between an isur, for example, of mitzias chafotzim, of getting involved in your objects that you usually move around during the week. He tells you about vidavru dover, about not speaking on Shabbos the way you speak during the week. But then he finishes it up with kibud v'oneg. And when he gets to kibud v'oneg, he reaches this finale of oz tis'anig el Hashem. He's now speaking in very positive terms, in a kiyum b'fa'al, in a kiyum b'kum v'aseh, in an active mitzvah of fulfilling. So from the beginning, the Navi speaks about shomer siyom shabbos l'kadsho as an abstention to stay away from certain actions and certain derech that you leave. But then he makes the shift from a shevi al taseh to a kum v'aseh, from an abstention to a kiyum mitzvah by being mavdil the day, setting it up as a different, unique day from the rest of the week through what? Through kibud v'oneg. And now we can talk a little about kibud v'oneg. Take a look at the Rambam in Perek Lamed, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Michvod HaShabbos." Number one, "Sheyilbash ksus nekiyo." The Rambam says you have to wear special clean clothing. "V'lo yeh malbushcha malbush hachol kemalbush haShabbos." Don't wear the same clothes that you wear on Shabbos. And the Rambam is even going to tell you that if you don't have a change of clothes, then at least you can do this, you can do that, turn it inside out. And the main goal is shelo yehi malbusho kemalbush chol. The Rambam basically is demanding two things. Number one, a negative, that we have to put aside our malbush chol, like we said before, in terms of a shevi al taseh, we have to avoid wearing the same clothes that we wear on Chol. But that's not enough. The Rambam now in a positive says, says you should wear special clothing. And why? Because we want to get the kiyum essay of creating a new special day. And how do we do it? By changing our clothing. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, what's Oneg Shabbos? He says you have to prepare special foods for Shabbos. They should be richer foods, fattier foods. And he says, what if he doesn't have enough money? He can't afford this lavish meal. Says the Rambam, he's got to do something. At least shelek. He should create some sort of cooked vegetable. You know, take a zucchini and cook it in water. Why? Mishum kvod haShabbos. In other words, what does it mean that a person is praiseworthy because he adds a cooked vegetable? Exactly. It means that if he can't fulfill the mitzvah in its full-fledged form, if he can't set himself up with a lavish meal of Oneg Shabbos, then at least let him make some change, some minimum, the barest minimum change between his eating patterns today on Shabbos and his eating patterns the rest of the week. At least in that sense, he could be makayim the mitzvah of being mavdil the yom, of being miyachid the yom, of designating this day of Shabbos as something special, because that's the fundamental rule of Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And now take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, which is here on the top of page 2. The Gemara tells us that, well, maybe we'll go through the whole Gemara. Part of it you'll see towards the bottom of page 2. It says, what does Yishayo Navi mean? At the beginning of the Pasuk, he says, V'karasol Shabbos Oneg. And now, he goes on to say, L'kdosh Hashem Mechubad. L'kdosh Hashem Mechubad, I think, means that there's something other than Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, the Navi has already said in the beginning of the Pasuk, Karasal Shabbos Oneg. Apparently, there's some other entity within what we call Kedusha Sazmanim that's indicated by the Sefer of this Pasuk, L'kdosh Hashem Mechubot. It's not referring to Shabbos, but to a different day that's sanctified. What is that day? Amar Lei, Sir Rav Hemnun answered him, Ze Yom HaKippurim, Shein Bo Lo Achila Ve Lo Shasiya. The word Kadosh in this Pasuk in Yeshaya is referring, it's an allusion to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the epitome of a Yom Kadosh, where we abstain from not just Malach, but even from Achila and Shasiya, from eating and drinking. And the Torah says, with regard to this day, Mechubad, that you have a special mitzvah of being mechabed Yom Kippur. How can you be mechabed it? You can't have a lavish meal. There's no achil and shasiya. Kabdeu b'ksus nekiya. And you should be mechabed it by wearing special clothes on Yom Kippur. And then the same pasuk says v'chibadito. This is referring to Shabbos. Correct, v'chibadito. You'll have this on page 1. V'chibadito. And that's connected to V'karasal Shabbos Oneg. Yeah. So Rav Omar Lahakdim, that you should change the hour of your festive meal on Shabbos, your special meal. Lahakdim, you should make it earlier. Let's say you usually eat at 9 o'clock at night, eat at 6 o'clock. Ushmuel Amalacher. On the contrary, in comparison to Chol, you should eat your meal a little bit later. But what's common to both Rav and Shmuel is the requirement to change the meal in some way. Amru lei b'nei Rav Papa bar Abel Rav Papa kigon anan d'shchiach lan bisra. We have plenty of meat during the week, v'chamra, and plenty of wine kol yom every day of the week. What do we do? B'may nishanye? How could we change our pattern on Shabbos and be mechabed the Shabbos. Amar Lehusar, Rav Papa responded, Irig Yilisu Lakdume Achruha. If you usually eat Yasuda early, then delay it. Eat it later. Irig Yilisu Lachruha Akdumuha. If you usually eat it later, then eat it earlier.
So top of the Suda. Eat more on a different time.
Change the time of Yasuda. And you'll see this in the Rambam in Halacha Ches here in Perek Lamed. The Rambam says, Mishaya Anug, the Ashir, Vavi Kol Yom of Kishabbos. Every day of the week he eats lavish meals like we eat on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Tzarch Lashanos Michael Shabbos mi Michael Chol. He has to make some change so that he could designate this day as a different day, because the mitzvah of Kibbutz and the mitzvah of Oneg expressed itself in the way you designate the day, the way you wear your clothes differently, the way you eat your Suda differently. These are the methods through which your Makayim, the mitzvah, the positive mitzvah of Shomer Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. And now we can go back to Halacha Beis in the same Perek, Perek Lamed. And this is Nifla Ma'od, something very wonderful. If you read the Rambam in Halacha Beis, where he defines the mitzvah of Kibud, he says, Ezu Kibud, what does it mean to be Mechavid the Shabbos? Zeh Shomru Chachamim. She mitzvah al adam lirchot panav yadav raglav bechamin v'erev Shabbos. You should take a hot bath. V'ibnei kvod haShabbos, in honor of the Shabbos, umis atef b'tzitzis, and he should surround himself with a talis. V'yoshev b'kovid rosh. He sits with a great deal of solemnity, of seriousness. L'hakbalas p'nei Shabbos, to be makabel, the face, so to speak, the countenance of Shabbos. And the Rambam compares it, k'moshu yotze l'kras hamelech, as if he's going out to receive a king. The Chachamim Arishonim, the Rambam testifies, how you makabtim, in the old times they used to get the Talmidim together, join them together, be Erev Shabbos, umis atfim, and they used to wrap themselves in talitot, the omrim, and they declared, bo v'neitzi l'kras Shabbos HaMelech. Let's go and greet the king. Who is the king? Shabbos. And later on, in Halacha Gimel, and Halacha Dalet, and Halacha Hey, the Rambam gets into more of the details. And he enumerates different things that come under the category of kibud. For example, in Halacha Gimel, we saw he talks about changing your levush. In Halacha Dalet, he speaks about the fact that your seuda should be different. You should abstain from eating a full seuda on Erev Shabbos so that you enter into Shabbos eager to enjoy the Suda Shabbos. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam mentions how you have to organize your table for Shabbos. The entire house should be organized. And all this has to be done Erev Shabbos, Mishum Kvod Shabbos. He should light a candle. His shulchan should be arachet, should be organized. His mita, the bed that he sleeps in, the couches should all be beautifully prepared Lekvod Shabbos. So you see from the Rambam that on the one hand, he defines kibud in Halacha Beis, but Halacha Beis is incomplete. Because in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam speaks about taking a shower, or a bath, or wearing this talis, or sitting and waiting and in great anticipation for Kabbalas Pnei Shabbos, the Rambam mentions nothing about the way he dresses, about the way he organizes his house, prepares his table, lights his candle. Here the Rambam in Halacha Beis, which seems to be defining the fundamental essence of kibud and what it's all about, enumerates three different things. Rechitza, washing, atifa betzitzis, surrounding himself with the talis, and yichul, and longing for the Shabbos. And then he gets into dinim of specifics about how to organize the house for Shabbos. It would seem that the main mitzvah of kibud, which is outlined, which is presented in Halacha Beis, is those three actions of rechitza, atifa, and yichul. Why? What is the underlining common denominator? The definition of kibud that the Rambam is offering us that expresses itself in these three actions. So the Rav said, that no doubt about it, the source of the Rambam is a sugya in the second perek in Shabbos Daf Chof Hey. And there, you'll see it on the top of your page 2. The Gemara tells us different opinions about lighting the candle for Shabbos, whether it's a chova, about lighting the candles, maybe it's not a chova, it's only a mitzvah, about washing your hands and your feet in hot water, whether that's an absolute requirement or not. And finally, at the end of this long sugya, after quoting different statements of different Amorim, Rav Nachman, and a statement of Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, the Gemara tells us about the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. What happened to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai in Erev Shabbos? Mevim lo areva malei chamin. They brought him a bath full of hot water. V'rochets pan of yodav v'raglav. Umis atev. And then he would wrap himself. V'yoshev. And he would sit. And domel l'malach Hashem tzvakos. You could describe Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai in that state of Erev Shabbos as a malach Hashem. The Rambam understands that that whole story that the Gemara is presenting, that testimony about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, is defining, is reflecting on the mitzvah of kibud, the ikar mitzvah of kibud, the essence of kibud, not the specifics that we'll get to later on. But here in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam opens up and says in Halacha Beis, but take a look in Halacha Beis where he says Ezu kibud. Do you follow Ezu kibud? Later on in Halacha Gimel, he says Umichvod Hashabbos, included in this kibud. But in Halacha Beis, he's saying Ezui kibud. He's defining it. Mm-hmm. And he's defining it based on the statement regarding Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai and Shabbos Chof Hei. What is it about these things that are absolutely indispensable in the mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud? We come up with a very fascinating and strange comparison. All these actions are found in the laws of tefillah, of prayer. The Rambam says that without netilas yadayim, without washing your hands, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of prayer. The Rambam says, b'shakris, you must rochets panav yadav raglav. This is the Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchus Tefillah Aloch and Gimel. With regard to tzitzis, the Rambam says, even though you should wear tzitzis the whole day, but he says there's a special ishtadlus, a person should be very careful and meticulous about wearing tzitzis when he davens. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tzitzis Perek Gimel Aloch Yud Aleph, li'olam yishtadlu li'os atuf b'ksus ha'machayevus b'tzitzis k'dei she'ikayim mitzvizu. However, b'shas ha'tfilah, especially at the moment of davening, says the Rambam, one should be very, very careful about wearing his tzitzits. Lizar bioser. He should be very, very careful. You'll see it here on page 2. Li olam yishtadel adam lios atuf. But he says, uveshas hatfilah tzarch li zoher bioser. And then the third element of kibud, which the Rambam calls kovid rosh, to sit there with a very solemn, serious attitude. This again you'll find in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, Lefichach Tzarech Leishev Mi'at Kodem Tefillah Kedei Lechaved Es Libo. Within the context of Kavana B'Tefillah, the Rambam says you can't just jump into davening. You have to prepare yourself with Kovid Rosh. Yeah. It's based on a Sugyan Brachos in Perek Ein Omdim. What you see here is all the fundamental requirements of tefillah are related to one essential goal, and that is to be ready to stand in front of the Shekhinah. The Tanakh says, David HaMelech says, tefillah li'oni ki ya'atov v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Ki ya'atov, he's got to surround himself with a talis. And Kovid Rosh, the Rambam says, "Ketzad hiya kavana." This is Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin. She yifanes libo mikol machshavos. He has to clear his mind of all sorts of thoughts. The yira atzmo, and he should see himself kilu who omed b'fnei Hashchina. That's what the posture of tefillah, requirement of tefillah, is all about. V'tzarech l'fichach tzarech leishev mi'at kodem ha'tefillah. He can't just jump in from whatever he's involved in into tefillah. He's got to sit down b'kovid rush and think and prepare himself for tefillah. Kedei l'chaven eslivo. And certainly has to clean his body before he davens. But what's the connection to Kibbutz Shabbos? From the fact that all the elements of tefillah, the basic fundamental requirements of tefillah, express themselves here in Perek Lamed Milchus Shabbos Halacha Beis Ezu Kibud, we have to derive an equation. Just like tefillah equals Amida Lifnei Hashchina, accepting, receiving the Shechina who's here close to me with an intimate relationship in order to hear my prayers, so too with regard to Kibud, the mitzvah is Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. On Erev Shabbos, when the sun goes down and it gets dark, we have to go out and be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That is the Iker Kiyum, that is the fundamental essence of Kibud Shabbos. Not cleaning the house, as important as it is, not organizing our clothes, and that certainly is Bechlal HaKibud, but rather to be Mekabel Pnei Shabbos. And how are we Mekabel Pnei Shabbos? Shabbos is Avinu Sheba Shamayim. Being Mekabel Pnei Shabbos is equivalent to, identical with, Amidah Lifnei Hashem, standing in the presence of God. How do we do so? Through these methods of Kibud Shabbos, as the Rambam has enumerated them in Halacha Beis here at the beginning of Perek Lamed. Kovid Rosh, which is the fundamental basis for Kavana Salev to intend. Umeyachel, says the Rambam, lekabolas pnei Shechina. He longs and he anticipates to receive the Shabbos. And why? Kemoshu Yotze, lekras hamelech. Just as someone who's going out to receive the king who's coming to town. Who is the king? Who is the king that we receive on Shabbos? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Bechvodo V'atzmo. He's coming down from the higher celestial spheres, from the heavens, into the friendship, into the community, into the ohel, the tent of those who observe the Shabbos, and who call out that Shabbos is a day of oneg, it's a day of kibud. On Erev Shabbos, we prepare ourselves through these ways in order to be makabel the Pnei Melech, who is the Kodesh Baruch himself, through Rechitza, through Atifa, and through Kavanas Halev. It comes out then that we understand now the essential component, the central dimension of kibud. And that is fulfilled on Erev Shabbos, when we go out with longing for that revelation of God's Shechina, to the coming of God through the Shabbos. And when we fulfill this, then there are other chiyuvim of Kavod Shabbos. There's ksus nekiyah, we have to wear, change our clothes. The house has to be set up in a beautiful way. We have to light the candles. We have to organize the beds and the tables and everything else. But that's only a repercussion. That's only a secondary level. The primary level is the toda'ah, the conscious awareness of the presence of Almighty God. And that's why the Rambam says, v'chachomim rishonim yekavtzim talmideihem. The scholars of yesteryear used to gather together their students, their disciples on Erev Shabbos. Umis atvim, and in that state of almost euphoria, of spiritual high, omrim, they would declare one to the other, bo v'netze l'kras Shabbos HaMelech, let us go out and receive and welcome the King of Kings, the Shabbos itself. This act that the Rambam enumerates here at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, of the Paraclimate of Hilchos Shabbos, of gathering the Talmid, is absolutely necessary, because we have to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And it's similar to the pasuk that we'll see by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayotze Moshe Sa'am Lekras Ha'alokim, that God takes the people of Israel out to greet God, to encounter God. In a word, Kibud means standing in the presence of Almighty God, of the King of Kings.